Small luxury cruises in Southeast Alaska offer guests a chance to explore remote spots in the Tongass National Forest. Passengers get a front row seat to look for wildlife. But there's another kind of tourism happening at the same time, big game hunting. And that can be a problem when the two interests overlap. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has the story of two seemingly different groups trying to find a solution.
The Safari Endeavor was designed to give guests the experience of adventure, with the comfort of sleeping in high-end sheets. On this ship, you can wake up to locally sourced food and spend the afternoon paddling to a distant cove. Those perks are available to a small passenger list of up to 70 people.
So this is kind of the sun deck.
CEO and owner of UnCruise Adventures, Captain Dan Blanchard, shows me a favorite spot on the boat to take in the scenery, or roll out a yoga mat.
So if I were a passenger, is this where I could potentially spot a brown bear from the deck?
It certainly is, and it's something that happens regularly, brown or black bears.
So I could do downward facing dog and then get up
downward,
and see a bear.
Yeah, we might call it downward facing bear.
And that's a big part of what Blanchard says UnCruise is all about, being able to view wildlife in this pristine environment.
Most of us that spend time out in Southeast realize that Southeast Alaska is a bastion for wilderness, not just for Alaska, but for our world.
The trips have become so popular, the company has even made a push for an earlier start season. Of course, this Safari Endeavor is a hunt for the eyes. But last year, on a different UnCruise boat, the hunt became real. As guests peered through binoculars at a bear, they saw a hunter shoot it.
My reaction was, it's bound to happen.
Thor Stacy has been a hunting guide in Alaska for decades. To be clear, it was a local hunter, not a guide, who shot the bear as a boat of surprise tourists watched. Stacy says generally nobody, including hunters, want to see that happen. Still, he thinks as more small cruises expand to the spring and fall, that conflict seems inevitable. That's traditionally the bear hunting season, a time when as many as 20 guides lead clients around the region. He says that's led to frustrations for both small cruises and hunting guides alike. He's heard the complaint.
There's all this country out there. Why can't we just, you know, go where we want in the spring? And we're saying, look, we're already here. We have really important businesses for small communities in Alaskans, and our use has been here since the 1930s.
The Tongass is huge, but small cruises and big game guides can't just go anywhere. They have to obtain special use permits from the U.S. Forest Service. And that becomes a problem when the two ventures overlap. For bear hunters, the scent of an entire boat of people can throw off the animal's behavior. Stacy says hunting guides attracted some of the original adventure tourists to the region. As the small cruise industry expands, he says the game guides are the ones who feel threatened.
In America, the bigger you are, the better things generally work out for you. So when you see a large economic interest like that show up, and you're a group of small businesses, the fear of being pushed out or pushed aside is very intense.
Add to that, Stacy says, the misconceptions people have about big game hunting. He stresses this is a regulated industry. He's concerned about the sustainability of the bear population and keeping the Tongass wild just as much as anyone else. So after word got out about the bear shooting by the local hunter, Stacy says it was time for a conversation with the small ships.
We figured if we helped him out, the outcome would likely be much better.
We began to understand about what it means to harvest a bear and how that is controlled.
Dan Blanchard from UnCruise again.
And that, quite frankly, brought more, even though I'm not a bear hunter, it put me at more comfort.
In January, the two groups got together in meetings moderated by the Forest Service to hatch a plan. Hunting guides shared their knowledge and made suggestions on alternative spots for the small cruise ships to explore. There's now a voluntary schedule where the businesses can keep tabs on each other to avoid being at the same place at the same time. Blanchard acknowledges this new agreement so far has been a challenge.
It's not a lot of places, and probably when we go back, we'll need to try to charter some new spots for the small ships next spring.
But Blanchard thinks there's still room for different types of tourism to coexist in the Tongass. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.